You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Great Table Talk. It's your girl Cash.
And me.
And of course,
me.
Brandon. Today we're going to talk about modern racism. And you know where this is stemming from. This is stemming from Permit Patty. What's the first one? Barbecue Becky. Barbecue Becky. And then it went on to Permit Patty. And then went on to Pool Patrol Paul.
They don't want to let us be great.
They don't want to let us be great. They don't let us be great. We all are very familiar with, what is that? I can't forget the name again. See how important she is?
Yeah.
Barbecue Becky.
Yeah, so you're going to have to kind of fill in the blanks with that. I saw the memes, but I never really, you know.
She was at a park.
All right.
And other individuals, black individuals, was also at this park.
other black
people. Yeah. She's white, but a black individual was at the park.
All right.
And they were barbecuing, using coal, you know, having a good time.
All right.
You know how we do.
Yeah.
Sipping a little bit, barbecuing and stuff for the family and
it's
friends.
A public place, right?
Public place. All public right. Park.
Let's get it.
No permits needed.
Alright.
And what happened was she went over and told them, from my understanding, she went over and told them that they couldn't barbecue there. And it was like, it's a public park. She was like, well, this is not permitted to barbecue using coals at the park. It was like, ma'am, get out of here. So, make a long story short, she called the cops. The cops came, said, ma'am, there's no problem. What is your problem? Look, they're barbecuing. It's not permitted. It's like, ma'am, you're actually harassing them. And I know I'm messing up the story a little bit. Needless to say, she was arrested by the cops. And the people who she called the cops on, it started off a small group of people. But by the time it ended, it was like four times the people because barbecue Becky.
So what were they supposed to be cooking with? Just so that I know.
I don't know. I don't know if it's propane. But I've been to public parks, and I think they only use, you can put the coal in there, right?
I'm just saying, if there's not a place to put the charcoal, then how, what else were they supposed to use?
Maybe a propane tank, maybe? Maybe.
But no, because I mean, if you got the you need a burner, right? I'm just going to stay out of that. I don't know.
Paige, come help her. But,
Then,
a few months later, you know, it didn't exist. I mean, excuse me, it didn't die down. Then the memes came up. The memes were very funny.
Because you're right, like they just, you know, sometimes some hate to see us have a good time.
Let us live.
Like, we darned if we do, darned if we don't. If we out there shooting each other in the street, it's a problem.
It's a
problem. Out there congregating and having a good time.
Mind our own business.
Yeah,
so, it moves on to Permit Patty.
Now, see, I know this one. I'm on this one.
Okay, tell us a little bit about Permit Patty.
Well, I don't know if I know it like that. But I'm saying, so the little girl was out selling water, and the lady told her that she could not be out selling the water.
Because she's making too much noise. And asked her, does she have a permit to be selling this water? Which the little 8-year-old girl, as you know, was trying to get money to go to Disney World.
I'm just saying, it's water. What became, like, permits? When did permits become hot again? Like, we had to make sure that we doing citizens' arrest on permits.
That's essentially what it is. It's essentially a citizens' arrest foolishness. You know, oftentimes, you know, Martin Lawrence had this joke way back in the day. And I don't know if you remember. What was this? Where he's talking about, you know, white folks want to complain at any opportunity that they go, and they could be talking about you in the movie theater being too loud, and they go whispering but pointing at you at the same time. Like, they always want a tattletale. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? And this is, I'm just talking about the joke. This is not my personal experience.
I'm just saying, we need to have that same energy with everything.
Right.
So we sitting on the curb and we can't just get a ticket. Because I'm just saying that, why can't we sit in our car and get a ticket? Like, why I gotta get out of the car and move to the back of the car for you to get me a ticket? I was speeding. I wasn't stealing. You do need to see what's in my pockets. Like, you give me a speeding ticket, let me
just
run
me my ticket so I can get out of here.
Yeah.
So Permit Patty, of course, you didn't have a permit. You're making too much noise. Da 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 da. So essentially, she ended up losing her contracts because she worked from home. Sound familiar. And she ended up losing some of her contracts and losing her, essentially losing her job because she harassed this little girl.
Because I think our society today can't mind their own business.
True.
We refuse to mind our own
business. This is true.
Because your business is my business.
This is true. This is true. And even with the whole Perman Patty situation, the girl, luckily, she ended up getting, someone bought her and her family tickets to go to Disney World. So that really worked out for her.
What are the parents, though?
The parent is the one that hold out the phone recording.
Okay.
You know, which we need more parents like that.
Yes.
When you see something, say something. Instead of getting ignorant and belligerent,
that's what I'm saying.
Say something.
If anybody wants the underlying message in this story is that whoever that child's parents was deserves a commendation for not taking it down with her.
Absolutely. Because sometimes I don't really think I passed the test, you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't even. Like, I'm pretty chill, and I wouldn't have been happy about that. Like, right. Seriously. Like, seriously. Right.
I said, no, ha-ha. No, for real.
So you're not going to even ask me to go home first, huh? You're just going to call them up, huh? You're just going to get them on out here. You're just going to tell them to come on down. All right? You ain't give me a warning or nothing,
right,
huh?
Right.
Just gonna, like, she just tried to duck off. Like, she was, like, hey.
And I'm so glad that we're taking out our cameras and recording things like this, because it's time that we continue to expose the modern day racism. Because we tell the stories about what may have happened when we were pulled over, or what may have happened when we were stopped in a store because we were profiled. It's time to really put these people on blast, because it has to stop. And if we still have to start calling out names and addresses, and we have to do what we have to do. Kind of like my girl, why is it on the tip of my tongue? Auntie Maxine.
Oh, yeah.
Auntie Maxine says, since they want to be like that, when you see them at the gas stations or you see them at the restaurants, harass them. They want to push us, we're going to push back.
I mean, but she's saying it right, though, because I think with us, with so much information, we got to stop jumping from story to story. Like, we got to let some stuff sit in on us and really let it upset you, because I think it upsets us in the moment and then we move on to the next thing. Like, no, don't let it get brushed under the rug and then a week later we talking about something else. No, keep that fresh.
Keep that same energy and keep that same passion for it, because what's wrong is wrong. And again, if we can stop it here at home, hey, let it continue to snowball, and we be more aware of it and stop it as it goes along. Okay, lastly, Pool Patrol Paul.
All right.
I love these memes and these hashtags they're coming out with are amazing. So y'all got to keep this thing going.
All right, so you got to give me a little one.
Okay, so he was in a neighborhood pool, like a neighborhood pool, and I don't know if it's apartments or houses or whatever, but it was just for this neighborhood. So there was a black lady and her daughter swimming. He walked over to her and requested her ID. With all of the other people in the pool, he didn't request their ID. He just walked over to her. Said, do you live here? She's like, yes, I live here at such and such place, blah, blah, blah. Still requested her ID. Can I see your ID for it? Now, keep in mind, I don't really know what he was to this pool or what he was to this small organization. Needless to say, she took out her phone and she recorded, like, why are you asking me for my ID, sir? And he was, then you could see the camera out. He don't really know how to respond. And it's kind of like, you know, what to do now.
I'm going to give y'all a lesson in this one, too.
And they love to go and do interviews to save face. Because he had an interview, apologized and everything else. He lost his job as well.
But this is the thing, though. I bet he said what he said to that. He asked for that ID with full confidence and authority.
That she would.
I'm telling you, like, it's nothing. They are consistent with speaking to you from a place of authority. Like, and be lying. You know what I'm saying? Like, look.
Now, I've experienced that.
You can't even cook with coal out here.
Cold. Yeah, exactly. So, hey.
But I say it to you in such a way that you're quick.
Like, and you better did it.
Can we burn?
Hold on.
I don't even know.
Absolutely. Can we burn? Can you look that up?
Because she said we can't do it. And it sounds like we might not be able to do that.
Exactly. So we got to start exposing this modern day racism. And I love the way we've been doing it in a non-violent, non-belligerent way. That has been super refreshing. And just because they like to label us as being ignorant, belligerent, loud, combative, keep going on and on with the adjectives. I love the fact that we could kind of stand on our, feet. And
maybe somebody saw this one, because I don't even want to leave this one out, because this one is funny and it goes to just what you just said. Mm-hmm. There was a black couple that came in for Essence, and when they got off the flight, the shuttle was packed. So it was a white lady in the middle of, a seat on either side of her. Now they're a couple. Mm-hmm. This is a husband and a wife, and they're together, and everybody that sees them come on this thing knows they're together. But the lady would not move from her spot for them to sit together. So what they did was calmly sit on either side of her
and talk and to her.
And commenced to taking selfies the entire trip back to the shuttle.
I love
it. And she goes and she tells the people on the shuttle that she didn't know that they were together. Goes saying having to give that interview to apologize.
Oh my God.
Like, no.
I love it. That's what we need to do. It's like, take that the nonviolent approach, but right. Expose it. It's time to continue to expose it.
Like, okay. Sit your silly self there and just be all a part of our be a part of our trip. You're a part of our journey now.
Oh, so this brings me to something that we were talking about earlier. Now, do you think you could be married to someone of the opposite race and still be racist?
Yeah. I don't think your sentiments go into that marriage thing like that. Like, I think people think that those things are the same. Like, no. Like, the human is a hypocritical creature.
You're right.
So I, like, there are people living in hypocrisy every day, so I am not surprised.
Okay. Which brings us to the social media twins. What's their name again?
The McClurry twins.
Did I say that right?
Yeah.
McClurry twins. Okay.
McClurs.
It's something like that. Y'all know who the twins are.
Y'all know those twins are. Pretty Little Twins. The cute little twins that, Yeah. Okay, these twins, as you all know, they have like quite a few million followers on Instagram, Facebook. They make the cutest little videos. Well, it was brought to light that their father, who's a Caucasian male, and their mom is a Nigerian woman, their father was tweeting out some racist tweets.
Yeah.
And now is exposed. What are your feelings about that?
Like, I just think that her thoughts or her feelings towards black people cannot be that different than his own. Like, you got to think about the comfort of them amassing this kind of following and not even thinking about deleting or erasing something like that. Yeah. Like, he had no... They're so comfortable speaking like that, and this is his wife, so of course she's read it and she knows that it's there, probably. So, and even like,
oh, probably not.
No, if she gave no statement, and if they are still very happily married, her sentiments are just the same as his. She probably feels the same way about the American black woman, because I think some people do have separation in different countries. They don't see themselves as African American or American black women.
This is true. I would hope. Now, just because she didn't make a statement, I don't think it condones that she, condoning what he's done. But I do believe that it's oftentimes that wives, if their husband do something silly, that you don't need to expose it to the world right away, but you need to take care of it in-house before you. But that's a whole other subject in itself. Yeah. But you do have a point, because I have some friends that are not from this country that are African descent, and they... sometimes have views that are totally different from ours, and it may be a culture thing as well. However,
and a man is not going to tell the world something that he has not said in his own home. Period.
This is true.
You cannot tell me she does not know, because that man would not put that out to the world if he had not at first acted in that manner and talked in that manner in front of his wife. This is not his girlfriend or somebody he just met. This is his wife, and they have 3 kids together.
Yeah.
She knows exactly who he is and how he thinks.
True. Okay, have you personally experienced, because I know I have been either coworkers or friends of someone of the opposite race, and they have eased things out there that could have been potentially racist or racist, blatantly racist?
I'm saying yes. Like, I think there's a culture, period, between blacks and whites, that we pick the people that we like, we will say,
or we won't give them a pass.
Like we might not say, you know, certain things about that white guy because we like that white guy, but we don't like that white guy.
So you can't say it.
And it's the same way with white people. It's like, you know, Frank's cool. I say all kind of stuff in front of Frank. Frank's my boy.
But yeah. At the end of the day,
but that Leroy, that shiftless. Because then you get it. You know,
right.
Like you got that's my friend.
Right.
And then right. That me right there.
Right. You know, so. Right. Well, I mean, we could go on and on about this topic, but this is a great topic. I want to tell you all, continue to support us by subscribing, by listening, by following us. And of course, if you have any questions, suggestions, any comments, drop us a DM or email us greattabletalk@gmail.com. It's been fun.
Appreciate you.
Your girl Cash. And
me.
Every time. And me. We out.